Welcome to You Are What You Love, your window into the future of spirituality. We're going to talk to you about your life and the evolution of your soul while we bring alive the essence of eternal truth. So here is your host, the author of You Are What You Love, Vaishali.
And welcome to another exciting adventure in You Are What You Love. I'm Vaishali, the wild child of the airwaves, the spiritual hostess with the wild woman mostess, the beyond karma queen of radio and literature. And as you know, my book is You Are What You Love. And you can learn more about my book by going to my fabulous purple website, Purple V. V is in very vivacious. PurpleV.com. I know Vaishali sounds like it's written with a W, but it's actually spelled with a V. That's why we call it PurpleV.com. It's the most beautiful purple website in all of internet land. We've got some exciting features there. We have a multimedia room, so you can see the wild woman in all of her purple flamboyant glory. We've got a photo gallery. We've improved the calendar. When you go to PurpleV.com, click on events, and then click on All Things Vaishali, and you'll get a month at a glance. And you can click on any shade a day, and it'll tell you about All Things Vaishali, any other radio shows I'm doing, public appearances, book signings, because there are some things you just can't get enough of. One is unconditional love, the other is The Color Purple, and of course the third is Vaishali. And we're going to do a little different protocol here today in the studio. We have a different number. We're working on getting the toll-free number rectified. But in the meantime, you can call in here to the studio at 818-566-1505. Again, if you want to ask the wild child, the spiritual wild child, any questions, maybe you want more information about your life purpose. Maybe there's a learning experience that you're going through and you want to understand what the spiritual purpose behind it is. Maybe you feel that you sabotage your personal happiness or your personal growth in some way and you want more information about it. I do intuitive work, but I don't read the outer world. I only read the inner world. So I can't tell you when you get laid next or where you put your car keys. You're on your own like the rest of us when it comes to that. But if you want more insight on the spiritual realm, I'm a spiritual teacher. Feel free to call the studio at 818-556-1505. Again, that's 818-556-1505. And as you know, I have a fabulous new purple book. It is going to be coming out in hopefully sometime in July, and it's called Wisdom Rising. And I want to invite you to keep going to the website Purple V to look for the availability of that. We should have it up on the site soon so that you can do pre-publication order. And I see that we have a caller already, and she's got a health-related question. She has a lot of pain and she wants to know what information I'm getting. Why don't we go ahead and bring our caller on the line? I know a lot about what it means to be in pain for long periods of time. That is nothing that I fail to understand. Is our caller there? That sounds like a no.
Last week, but I missed.
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
BJ from Burbank.
Hi, BJ from Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
And you are experiencing lots of physical pain.
Oh, yeah, tremendous amount.
Okay, I'm not a medical intuitive.
No, I know.
But I can tell you what I see is connected to the psycho-spiritual issues.
Yeah.
Can you describe to me the nature of what you're going through, sweetheart?
Well, it starts from the hips down, and no matter what I take or do, and I eat well, all that kind of thing, you know, health-wise, still that pain is there. Just and I find very difficult to walk, terrible for walking, go to bed and wake up. It's there all the time.
Okay.
It's happened the last maybe 5-6 months that it's gotten so much worse.
Okay. First, BJ, let me say that legally I have to tell you to seek out a medical practitioner of your choice.
Yeah.
But with that said, our hips and our legs and our knees and our ankles and our feet have to do spiritually with the exact same identical function that they have to do with the physical world. And our hips and our legs and our knees and our ankles and our feet have to do with moving forward. And our hips have to do with having power in moving forward. Because when we move forward, when we go to take that stride, yeah, sure, our foot goes forward, but the impetus for that movement comes from the hip. That's where all the power in our foot moving forward gets its guidance and directive from, is from the hip. So what I would like to ask you first, sweetheart, is do you have a habit of being somewhat self-critical? Do you tell yourself you didn't do things right, you're not good enough, you've got to do better? Do you have a tendency to get more on your case, as opposed to, if we were to weigh your inner dialogue, would we find that you are sitting in judgment of yourself, or you're unhappy about something that you did more of the time than you say, I did a great job. This is the best that I could do. I'm showing up doing the best that I can. I can't create a learning experience I don't need. This is bringing me enlightenment. It's working for me, because as a source of love, I don't have love. I am love. That means I can't create a learning experience I don't need. So if we were to put both those inner dialogues on the table, which inner dialogue would you say you have a tendency to kind of lean towards?
Oh, I guess towards both of them. I'm not that hard on myself. I don't know what went wrong.
You mean what went wrong health-wise?
Yeah.
Okay. Typically, when somebody is dealing with hip issues, it can be toxins in the body, and toxins in the body accumulate, according to Vedantic psychology, toxins in the body gravitate and accumulate in a way that directly mirrors the toxicity of our thoughts. And the more toxic our thoughts are about some aspect of our life, the more toxins will gravitate there. Have you ever wondered why you may eat something, or, you know, we live in a world where there's a lot of pollution, you walk down the street and you're breathing out whatever buses and cars emit. Have you ever wondered why is it that the body seems to know how to pass through some toxins and just eliminates it and not others? And that has to do with what we're giving our attention to, because according to Vedantic psychology, our body is taking its cues from our consciousness, from what we're giving our attention to. I refer to the body as our rental car, and the rental car doesn't really decide its own navigating course. It takes it from the driver. It takes it from that person, that consciousness which is operating it. And our bodies are exactly the same. They take their cue and their directive from our consciousness. So what I would suggest, there's a couple of things I want to suggest, sweetheart. One is to really do an inventory on your inner dialogue and look at how much of the time you're giving yourself a critical or a judgmental tone, or you're finding fault with yourself in some way. You're not happy with your life, what you're doing, how things are happening. Take an inventory of that, and then I want you to be sensitive to how much of the time you operate from a place of having good faith in yourself and trusting in yourself as a force of love. Because I suspect that a lot of what's going on is that it may just be kind of an unconscious thing. You're not even aware. You're just on autopilot that you kind of grind away on. But if you take time to say, okay, I'm going to start paying attention to where my consciousness goes during the day, and I'm going to pay attention to how much of the time I fall in column A, which is something negative, and how much of the time I fall into column B, which is something positive, and just make a little checklist, and at the end of the day, tally it up. You know, frequently, people that are financial experts will tell you what you need to do is you need to write down everything that you spend your money on, because people let their money fall between the cracks. They let it go to places they're not even aware of where it goes to. And when financial experts tell people to write down where they're spending their money, they get a chance to really see it from a way that's not an autopilot. And I want you to do the same thing. But this has to do with not what you're spending your money on, but what you're spending your consciousness, where you're spending time telling yourself something. Here's the other thing I want to tell you, BJ, my love. I've been diagnosed terminal twice. And in those two experiences, I've had years and years years and years of the kind of mind-bending pain you would jump off of a building to get out of. So there's nothing about being in gut-wrenching, mind-blowing pain that I don't understand day in and day out. And this is what I want to share with you that I found really, really helpful. Our body is constantly eavesdropping in on what our mind has to say about it, what our mind is thinking about it. This is why, according to Vedantic psychology, it's extremely important that if you have been diagnosed with an illness or an injury, you don't refer to the illness or injury as my disease, my accident, my injury, my fill-in-the-blank, cancer, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, that you don't refer to it that way. Because when you do, then the body thinks, oh, that's what I am. And the body's under the impression that you want it because it heard you define it as what you are. So this is what I've gotten great value out of, sweetheart. I would sit down and spend a great deal of time with my body, especially when I had migraine headaches that would just completely incapacitate my life and it brings everything to a screeching halt. And I would talk to the body and I would say, I love you. I trust you. I know that you are infinitely wise. I know that you are going through this pain for me because I'm not my body, I'm not my hair, I'm not my bank account. I existed as a force of love before these things. I'll exist after these things. The body goes through these things for us, for a learning experience, because it loves us that much. Tell your body that you love it. I tell my body, I trust that you have the wisdom, the energy, the strength, to resolve anything that keeps us from optimal, perfect balance. I trust in you. I know that you can do this. I know you have a memory of what it's like to be in balance and to be healthy. I know you can do this. And you've got to default to being your body's biggest cheerleader and letting your body know what you want from it. If you want it to release toxins, if you want it to relax, tell it what you want it. Consciously engage with it. I think what you'll find is that the more that you practice, BJ, talking to your body and telling it, I trust in you. I know you can do this. Whatever you need, I'll help you. You need fresh water. You need good food. You need me to stretch more. You need me to get massage. Whatever it is that you need, I'll be there for you because I know that you can do this. And if you'll start talking to your body and telling it that you trust in it and you love it and you're grateful for it and you know that it can resolve this, I think that you'll find that the first thing that happens is psychologically inside your own skin, you immediately begin to relax and you feel better. So would you do me a favor, BJ, my darling? Make up this list. You got your column A, where the thoughts go to kind of a negative spin, a negative story, and you've got column B. And that's one where you're acknowledging your divinity, you're trusting in what you're creating, and you have good faith about your life and your love, and you're not shooting, coulding, would have. Would you do that for me, sweetheart? Would you do that for you?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
So do me a favor, BJ. Try this out for a week or so. Give me a call, touch bases with me, and let me know how things are going, how they're going.
Very sweet of you. I appreciate it.
You bet, BJ. And hey, BJ's body, by the way, we love you.
Thank you,
sweetheart.
You are a doll.
And this is with my clothes on. Thanks, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. I want to let anyone who's listening know that you can talk to the wild woman here into the studio. My name's Wishali. I'm the spiritual wild child, the author of the book, You Are What You Love. And you can learn more about that by going to my website, Purple V. V is in very vivacious. PurpleV.com. You can even enjoy downloading a sample chapter of the book, You Are What You Love. And please click on events and then click on All Things Wishali and check out the calendar. The calendar at a glance where you can see any of the radio shows, public appearances that the Wild Woman is doing. And if you have a question of a spiritual nature for the Wild Woman, you are more than officially welcome to call me here at 818-556-1505. Again, the number here in the studio to talk to the wild woman is 818-556-1505. And I believe we have Hector from Rosemead on the line.
Yes.
And, let's go ahead and bring him on. He wanted to know my opinion about Holographic Universe by Michael Talbert, Ram Dass. Have I read these? Am I associated with them? Good question. Are you there, Hector?
I am.
First thing, Hector, my darling, my love, my pet, let me tell you, you're a man of good taste.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you.
And let me tell you, yes, I heartily concur with your reading choices. Obviously, I would put You Are What You Love in there, but I'm a big fan of the holographic universe. And you know, it's interesting because the first caller that we had, BJ, and I'm assuming that you heard her whole question about the pain. Do you remember the story in the holographic universe about the woman that's a doctor that can also see the energy in the body?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you why, Shawley, why I called is it occurs to me, I've got a few years on the planet. I'm guessing we're probably close to the same age. This has been happening over the last, I would say 25 to 30 years, is that you have the Eastern mystic paradigm and the Western Orthodox paradigm, and they're heading towards this gestalt where everything's going to interact. I mean, stuff that was seen as kind of hocus-pocus, like seeing auras, we now have Kirlian spectrography that verifies it. And it seems like the Western mind always needs to know we know, and the Eastern mind just kind of knows.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. And you know why I experience that happening, that differential? Because Eastern psychology isn't based on rats and mazes and monkeys pushing bars and salivating dogs. It's based on beings who reached enlightenment that turned around to look at the unenlightened mind and see what holds it together. Because if I want to learn something about the psychology of the human experience and the intrinsical trap falls that all human beings fall into and inevitably have to extricate themselves from, I want to learn from somebody who's already got their derriere out of that pitfall, somebody who's already made it to the other side, as opposed to somebody who's telling me what rats and mazes and monkeys pushing bars and salivating dogs are up to.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, the advice that you gave BJ in terms of willing your intent focused by either love or whatever you know, the primal motivating factor is. So that soul castaneda is what he tried to spread to the world. But all everybody saw with that was, of course, the hallucinogenic experience, and unfortunately got sidetracked with that. But what he had to say, I thought, was very important.
I agree. And I have great value for Carlos Castaneda. He was definitely a pioneer in his own way. And since none of us can create a learning experience we don't need, I trust that my brother Carlos created what he needed when he needed it. But yeah, he did knock down a lot of doors and really bust open some new ways of thinking and relating to reality. And speaking of busting down the doors and creating a new way to relate to reality, that's one of the things I really love about the holographic universe. Is one of my favorite sayings, Hector, is if you don't know what reality is, please don't take it seriously. Or as Oscar Wilde liked to say, life is far too important to be taken seriously.
Exactly.
And I would encourage anybody who's listening to check out You Are What You Love by Vishali and soon Wisdom Rising. And you will find that the ideas and principles I talk about, you will also find them emerging in The Holographic Universe by Marco Talbert. And, of course, Ram Dass has a number of series of great books. And you can always start with Be Here Now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's an old friend I go back to from time to time. Listen, it's always wonderful running across a fellow traveler. And I just basically want to call and say hi and love your purple.
Hugs and kisses, my love. Thank you, baby. Rock on, sweetheart.
Okay, take care.
And I want to remind anyone in the listening audience that you, too, can talk to the wild purple thing at 818-556-1505. Again, you can talk to the wild woman here in the studio at 818-556-1505. I'm actually in a chat room, and if you'd like to join me in the chat room and text message me a question, you're welcome to do that at ctrchat.com. If it turns out that you don't want your voice on the phone, you're welcome to come into the chat room and text message me a question. We're going to have a guest. I'm going to have a guest here at the last segment of the program. Her name is Linda Drake, and she's probably one of the most impressive psychic mediums I've ever encountered. And she has a book called Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. And I see that our next caller, Lisa in Los Angeles, has a question that is actually quite perfect for Linda. Why don't we go ahead and bring Lisa on now, though, and see what it is that I can address as far as what Lisa has on her heart. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes, I am.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you?
I'm outrageously blessed, my love. And yourself?
I'm okay. I guess my question is, my brother passed away about 7 months ago, and our relationship, he passed away, he was like 50 and 4, I'm like 50, and our relationship always, even as kids, was kind of like, he was always misjudging me or being angry at me, and we never healed that. And as, you know, I made choices and decisions in my life, my choices became horrible for him, and he had a very bad anger problem with me. So it was like, okay, he's my brother, I love him, but I can't be around him. So I'm just wondering if he's okay with me now.
Absolutely, Lisa. Absolutely. And let me give you some foundational wisdom to put on your heart, sweetheart. I don't know if you heard the show that aired last Saturday. I interviewed a gentleman named Mellon Thomas. And this guy, Lisa, died for at least an hour and a half. At least an hour and a half. Could easily have been longer. His body was stiff when he came back into it. Died for at least an hour and a half and came back. And he has the most incredible, what's often referred to now as an NDE, near-death experience. I don't know why, Lisa, they call it near-death. It seems to me there was nothing near about it. It was pretty full-on.
Yeah.
But he talks about something that other people who have died and come back talk about, and this is called your panoramic life review. And this is absolutely critical. And one of my wet dreams, my spiritual wet dreams for the world, is that we would understand the panoramic life review, why we're alive, so that we can allow that experience to help shape and mold us in a way that would bring us more satisfying results in our life. But let me explain to you how this works. And let me tell you that if you would like to listen to that show, email me v@purpleV. I also do an once a week email blast that lets you know if I'm going to have guests here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Email me at v@purpleV, and I will tell you how to get a free download, how you can download that show for free and listen to it. But this is what again, this is for anyone in the listening audience that missed that show with Mellon Thomas. He has a book coming out sometime later on this year, and we'll have him on again to talk about it. But if you would like more information on that show, email me at v@purplev.com, and I'll walk you through how to download it for free, or if you want to be on my mailing list. So this is what they say about the Panoramic Life Review. Are you ready for this, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. And this kind of actually goes back to what Hector was talking about with the holographic universe, that when we pass over, there's a holographic reproduction of our life that goes off, and we relive our life. And when we relive it, what people who have gone through the Panoramic Life Review talk about is that when you go through it, you experience your life. Yeah, you relive your life, but it's more than that. You experience how other people experienced you. And Daniel Brinkley, the author Daniel Brinkley, author of Saved by the Light, probably one of the more famous NDEers, talks about in his book where he used to work for the government. He used to kill people for the government in the Vietnam War. And he talked about when he died and he went through his panoramic life review, when he got to the point where he killed somebody, he not only experienced what he put them through, but he experienced what the people around that person went through and what the family members who lost that person went through. So you really have to walk a mile in the other person's shoes. He said Daniel is very honest that he was a bully when he was growing up. Uh-huh. Only this time in his panoramic life review, he's the one who got beat up. And what people go through this, what they'll tell you, is that when they go through it, they suddenly realized how other people were experiencing them, how they were coming across, where they were rigid and inflexible. And that's why divine love and wisdom created the panoramic life review, Lisa, is so that we could finally get it. So that there would be a time when the baggage of the physical body and all the burdens of survival in this world would drop away, and we would just get the pure lesson of it. Because we all come here for one reason, and that's to grow. And the Panoramic Life Review is designed for us to spiritually, as spiritual conscious beings, get the absolute most out of that growth. So what I can tell you is when your brother went through the Panoramic Life Review, he got to see life from your point of view.
See, I totally believe that because I felt a lot of that. You know, I felt like when he passed away, I felt like I was communicating with him and telling him, you know, as you judged me and, you know, kind of slandered my life in front of so many people, you know, now that you're above this all, you can look down and know exactly what my life really was from a day-to-day and an emotional point of view.
What I want you to do, sweetie, is my book, You Are What You Love, has Mellon's story in it. It's 16 pages at the end of chapter 8. And Mellon's book will be out later on in the year, but if you get You Are What You Love, you can read his 16-page story of his journey through the light and back. And one of the things about Mellon's story when you read it is that you will never be the same person afterwards. You can't be. You're changed on a cellular level by vicariously taking this journey with him. And I think that you'll find some really fabulous things to help you process this in that story. I also have chapter 5 in my book is a story, is a chapter about forgiveness. And I find that forgiveness gets a bad rap in our culture. We deal with forgiveness in a really dysfunctional way. So what I wanted to do, Lisa, is I wanted to redefine forgiveness so that we're not relating to it in such a victimized state. Because forgiveness is designed to be self-empowering. And the way I've defined this is forgiveness is the reality that all beings involved in whatever the dynamic is, all beings involved have the ability to grow beyond what has hurt them. So when you forgive yourself, you're simply saying, I have the ability to grow beyond where I let myself down. And when somebody else hurts you, you say, I have the ability to grow beyond where you hurt me. I don't recognize you have any power in my life. I can grow beyond anything. And at the end of chapter 5 is Abigail's story, and you need to have like 5 boxes of Kleenex when you read Abigail's story, Lisa. This is a story, and email me and I can tell you how to download an interview that I've done with Abigail as well. And Abigail's story is about how she forgave the man who murdered her 19-year-old daughter, and it wasn't an easy place for her to come to. It took her almost a decade to forgive this man. And in that decade-long journey to that place of forgiveness, she lost her life, consumed with bitterness and anger and rage. And when you read her story, it just opens up something within you. And to tell you the truth, there's something in it, in You Are What You Love. I wrote the whole book to help people know how to own and operate the human experience. So I would tell you there's a gift for you in every single page of that book. But what I'm most feeling is to direct you to read chapter 5 and chapter 8. But the whole book has got some stuff that I think would put this whole dynamic into a clearer focus for you. And before I let you go, sweetheart, the thing I want to tell you is my favorite mystic. I write about him in my book. He's a guy I refer to as my boyfriend, is the 18th century Swedish scientist, mystic, inventor, Emanuel Swedenborg. If you want to Google him, feel free. Sweden, like the country, B-O-R-G. Just Google him. Just be prepared, Lisa. You're going to be sitting in front of your computer for a long time because there's unending, inexhaustible information about the guy. Absolutely amazing. And he was voted by Stanford to be one of the most brilliant people who ever lived. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records for one of the largest IQs. And this is what he says, sweetheart. He says that when we experience a loved one who crosses over, the potential for us to be closer is greater than when they were actually in a body on the earth. There's a couple of reasons for that. One is they go through their panoramic life review and they've got a better understanding of what's going on. The other is that when because spirit is our spiritual identity is our consciousness. So when you think about your brother and you give him your attention and you feel him in your heart, he's there. You are one. You are occupying the same space. You don't have two bodies to get in the way. So my suggestion is to continue to talk to your brother. Tell him that you love him. You're so thrilled he got everything he needed to from his panoramic life review, and you're ready for this new intimate relationship of love where you don't have a body to get in the way, and you're just there for each other, and you're ready to explore what it means to have an unconditional relationship beyond the confines of the human experience.
Thank you.
You rock on, girlfriend. Okay.
Is it possible I can ask you another question? It's really brief.
Well, you know, we've got Linda Drake. She's online. Why don't we go ahead and bring Linda on, and we'll have Linda and Lisa on, and we'll listen to Lisa's question, and I think we can, we'll both chip in there. Linda, are you there?
Yes, I'm with you.
Fabulous. We got the two L's. Lisa, I'd like you to meet Linda Drake. Linda Drake, I'd like you to meet Lisa from Los Angeles. Lisa.
Hi, Linda. Hello, Lisa.
Linda,
how are
is.
You?
Linda is one of the most profound psychic mediums you will ever have the good fortune to talk to. Her book is Reaching Through the Veil to Heal, and you can learn more about her by going to lindadrakebooks.com. So, Lisa, what's your real quick question?
I just came here to Los Angeles, and I opened up a business, and I'm wondering... is it going to be okay for me? Because I just have a lot of worry about it.
Okay. I'm going to give Linda a chance to take a look at that while I respond to you. The first thing that I want to say, sweetheart, this is why my book is called You Are What You Love. Because you are what you love, and you love whatever you're giving your attention to. And that's a spiritual law that I stole right out of Emanuel Swedenborg's writings, because I only steal from the best, and he's my boyfriend. And what that means is this. When you give your attention to worry, you love being unhappy, you love losing energy, and you love being self-sabotaging, because love is the most powerful force in the universe. And when you give something your attention, you're giving it the most powerful force in the universe, and therefore bringing more of it into the whole of your life by virtue of the power of your love for it. So the first thing that I would suggest is that from this moment on, you make a commitment to yourself and to your life and to what you love. And this is the commitment. You do not focus on what you do not want. Don't love what you do not want. Focus on what is healthy, what is balancing, and affirming that your needs are met beyond your wildest expectations, because that's what you love, and that's what you're choosing to bring more into your life by virtue of your love for it. Does that make sense, girlfriend?
Yes.
Great. Linda, honey, I'm going to go ahead and pass over the airwaves, because the best way for people to know what it is that you do, honey, is to see you in action, wild woman.
Thank you, Ashali. Okay, what I did was I tapped in with her spirit guides and angels and asked them to give me some direction for her life as to what was going on in her life. And they said yes. The business that she has is just getting into, is developing. This is going to be a successful business for her. It may be a lot more work than what she anticipates. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just have to decide whether or not you really, really want to invest this much of your life in this, in the direction that your life is going at this time. But they said it does have the potential to be very successful for you.
Fabulous, Lisa. And from now on, you're remembering you are what you love. You love whatever you give your attention to. And go out there to giving your attention to being the most outrageously blessed being that the planet can hold, girlfriend.
Thank you. God bless you. It's really been very uplifting. You know, your communication with me has been very uplifting.
Thank you, sweetheart. That's why God put my goofy butt here. And again, purplev.com, the book is You Are What You Love. Let it be the therapeutic love gift that I intended for it to be, sweetheart. Email me, V as in vivacious, V@purplev.com. Anyone who's listening who wants to get on my email list, and if you want more information about how to download the shows I told you about, email me, V@purplev.com. Rock on, girlfriend. And I want to let anyone else who's listening to let them know we've got another caller on the line. His name is Rob in just a moment. And I want to let you know that if you would like to talk to Washali, the wild child of the spiritual world and the most gifted psychic medium in all of God's creation, Miss Linda Drake, you are officially and formally invited to call here in the studio at 818-556-1505. And I want to let you know that the third Friday of next month, Linda will be back doing it with the wild woman, because there's nothing like girl-on-girl action on radio. So again, if you would like to ask us a question, the hotline to the hot babes in the studio is 818-556-1505. And why don't we bring Rob on next?
Hi there.
Rob!
How you doing?
I'm outrageously blessed, dude. How are you?
Well, we're all blessed if we think we are.
I'm making that my story, because this is the bottom line, Rob. Everything that comes out of your mouth is an affirmation. And I'm affirming that I'm outrageously blessed, because I've learned that there's nothing useful for me to affirm anything else.
I totally agree. So I'm, determining what I want to do with, career-wise, rest of my life-wise, things like that. And wanted to get your thoughts on that, as well as the psychic on the line.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put my two cents in, because I do the inner stuff, and I'm going to let Linda field that and give you some outer world advice, because she does the outer world stuff. I do the inner world stuff.
Okay.
This is what I want to tell you, sweetheart.
Okay.
My favorite mystic, Emanuel Swedenborg, says that all neurosis and psychosis and fear and worry and insecurity only exists in a mind that doesn't know who and what it is. And when you know who and what you are, all psychosis and neuroses simply disappear, because they can't coexist in a mind that knows the truth about itself. So if we're concerned or worried about something, it should be a wake-up call that it's a symptom that we're not identifying with the truth about who and what we are. And this is what my favorite mystic, Emanuel Swedenborg, says about who and what we are. I love this, darling. He says, "You do not have love. You don't have it. It's not a possession. Nobody can take it away from you. It's not a matter of you deserving and worthy of being loved or lovable. Deserving and worthy isn't an issue. You don't have it. You are it. That means that you don't have value and power and worth. You don't have to wait for your family or your work community to say, here's a few worthy power crumbs. Go ahead. They're small. Take two. You don't have to wait for somebody to give it to you. You need to own it and claim it and live it. You don't have value, power, and worth. You are it, because love never lacked for value, power, and worth. And he says, now follow this with me. How can love create a learning experience of itself it didn't need? He said, now, there's a lot of things that love can do, but create a learning experience of itself it didn't need isn't one of them. That means that all of us are creating what we need when we need it to reach enlightenment, because we simply don't have the power to do anything else. So what I would suggest is, the first thing I want you to put on your inner heart, sweetheart, is that whatever it is that you are moving forward, to trust in yourself and to trust that you are learning what you need when you need it, because if there was a faster, more efficient way to learn, you'd be doing it. So stop second-guessing yourself. Stop what I call shooting all over yourself, or what-ifing, and just take all that energy towards, I'm going to trust in myself, I'm going to trust in my ability to move forward, and I'm going to trust in my creative genius. And now I'm going to pass the mic to the very capable Miss Linda Drake.
Well, thank you, Ashali. And hello, Rob. It's nice to have you tonight. Okay. When I speak with your angels and spirit guides, they're telling me that you're in a crossroads of your life, that you've been working for many, many years to get to where you are right now, but you are just now beginning this amazing cycle of your life that is coming up. You haven't even gotten on the Ferris wheel yet. You know, you're just approaching it. There's going to be some major, major changes in your life this year. The direction you're going with your life as far as your career is going to veer off in a very different direction than you're anticipating. A doorway is going to be opening up for you. You're you know, I'd love to tell you you're in the perfect place you need to be. You're not. You are just embarking on that, though. You are embarking on an opportunity for this door to open, but you are going to be going in a different direction than what you're going right now. In other words, the career you're in right now is not the one you're going to stay in.
I certainly hope not.
because they're saying you're just finishing up something. You're just finishing up, and now you're taking off in the new direction. You're just getting ready to, I mean, it's really, really, they keep saying, we're so excited about this year. We're so excited, your guides are, because they said, we're almost ready. We're almost ready for this new opportunity, this new doorway. So, yes, they're going to be closing the door on the opportunity, on the career path that you've been in the past to open up the new one. So, you know, hang on, because you're just preparing for it right now. And it will take off this year. The change in the direction you're going is going to occur for you this year.
Okay. Any other more specific thoughts or...
I want to remind you, sweetheart, that worrying doesn't change anything in your life. It just trashes your existence. And if you agree that you've learned everything that you need to from trashing your existence, let's trade in worrying for having trust in yourself and knowing that whatever is opening up, you are aware of it, you are working on it, and you can trust it, and you can move forward, and you want to try manifesting this next step in your life fearlessly and see what that feels like.
I totally agree, and I've been doing Toastmasters for about 5 years now, and I was just asked to be club president of a club that I've been a member of for about 6 months. So I think that might be part of the answer.
Yes, that is great. That is great, because that is going to open, you know, some new doorways for you in itself, new relationships for you that will help you go in the direction you're wanting to go. But yeah, you're just ending one cycle and beginning the next cycle. So it's very, very exciting this year.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thanks, baby. Rock on.
You too.
I want to let any of our callers know that if we didn't get a chance to get to you today, you can always go to my website, purplev.com. V is in very vivacious. purplev.com. And you can make arrangements. I have individual consultations that I give people, as does Linda Drake. And her website is lindadrakebooks.com. So if you would like more information, or if you feel you have a question and you just simply don't want to put it out on the airwaves, you're welcome to contact me, v@purplev.com, and we will get you squared away and get you whatever it is that you're looking for. And again, if you would like to get on my email list, email me, v@purplev.com, and we'll make sure you get a once-a-week email that lets you know who we're going to have on the show, and it'll have a very convenient click link so that you can click right from the email to a link to the show. No-brainer. Doesn't get better than that. And we've got a call. Betty, hang in there. We're going to try and get to you. But, Linda, we've got Patricia from Downey, and she wanted to know if you could communicate with her daughter on the other side. So, Patricia, why don't we bring Patricia on? Are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, I am.
You are very fortunate in the respect that communicating to people who have crossed over is one of the things that Linda Drake has a very stellar ability to do. So I'm just going to get out of the way, Linda, and let you field this one, honey. Go do it, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Okay. What I'm doing is I'm just taking a moment to allow your daughter to come in. I've opened the doorway. I've requested that she come in and be with us. And, yes, I'm getting confirmation now that, yes, she is here with us. Okay, I got a P, but that's your name. Okay.
And she doesn't mean she has to go to the bathroom.
No, she reached out and handed me the letter P, and I asked if this was her name, and she said no, and she said it was your name. So, okay, I'm sorry, I missed that point.
Well, her name starts with a P as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Well,
yes,
you
kept
yes.
handing me this P, and I'm going,
yes,
what
yes.
is this?
Absolutely.
Okay. So she says, yes, she is here. She says, Mom, you know I didn't leave. You know I'm right there. Okay, I wanted to make sure she's crossed over. Okay. Did you cross over? Okay, good. I always check to make sure the spirits have gone into light, because with me, I never know, because I can talk with them whether they're here or whether they've already crossed over. But yes, she does tell me that, yes, she crossed over. She crossed over immediately. And her death was very quick, very sudden. And yeah, she says her death was not expected.
You've got about well, 4.5 minutes or less,
said,
Linda.
Okay, she says that. Did you have an illness? Now she says she had an illness, but for some reason her death wasn't expected at that time. Does that make sense?
Well, considering what her illness was, I knew that it would just be a matter of time.
Okay. Well, she, I don't know. She kind of had hope. She kind of felt that she was going to be here longer than that.
She did. We both did.
Okay.
You know, we thought it was for the long term.
But she said that she said it was the right timing. She said that when she crossed over, that they assured her that it was the right timing. She kind of felt like she was cheated out of time.
Yes.
And so she said, but it was the right timing. And she says, all is good, Mom. All is good. I'm very happy. There's no pain. She says there's no pain, no discomfort. She needs you to know this, that there is no discomfort for her anymore. There's only joy.
Yes.
And she says, I continue to come to be with you. She shows me feathers, but she says, I continue to come to be with you and to let you know that I have not left. And she loves to talk. She's loving to talk to me. And she says, I talk to you in the same way. I just need you to be there. I need you to share with me, to share the conversation, and she even wants you to listen. She keeps saying, listen, Mom, and you'll hear me. Listen, you'll hear me whisper your name. But she only calls you Mom. So she said, listen, and you'll hear me calling your name. She says that she likes to play around. She likes to play around playing jokes or being funny.
Yes.
Or
she's
very playful.
Very, very playful.
Yeah, and so she still enjoys that playfulness. And so even, you know, from the other side, she's enjoying the relationship that she has with you. And, her energy's coming in real strong right now.
We got to wrap it up. You got about 30 more seconds or so,
okay,
Linda.
She just wants to say, Mom, I love you. Mom, I love you, and it's okay.
Thank you.
And you're welcome, sweetheart, to call back. The third Saturday of every month, Linda's going to join me, and she'll be fielding questions like this. This is her forte. And again, Linda, why don't you give out your contact information, darling?
You can contact me through lindadrakebooks.com to schedule an appointment, to look at my website, all that I do, all that I offer in my sessions. And I have a new newsletter that's going to be coming out, going to be written by Abraham, because I channeled the group consciousness of Abraham.
Oh, my goodness,
so
yes.
He's wanting to put out a newsletter, so we're going to start that in June. So you can go to my website and sign up for Abraham's newsletter.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
And I want to, in the minute or so I've got left, I want to remind our listening audience that the Wild Woman's going to be back next Saturday. Same bat time, same bat channel, same bat station. Betty, I'm so sorry we didn't get a chance to get to you. You had a question about your dreams. I saw what the issue was. Email me, or anyone can make an appointment with me on my website. You go to email me at V as in vivacious, V@purplev.com. You can email me for a session as you can, Linda. If you missed any of Linda's contact information, email me, V@purplev.com. And also, if you would like to get on my email blast where I let you know who I'm going to have on the show, there's a direct click-on link from the email, so you can click right to the show from the link. It is a no-brainer and a gift. Thank you so much, Linda, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. You rock, angel. And until we do it again next week, to my listening audience, rock on, babies.
You've been listening to You Are What You Love with author Waishali. To order Waishali's book, You Are What You Love, or to schedule a private self-emergent session with Waishali, visit youarewhatyoulove.com. Thanks for joining us, and remember, you are what you love, and you love whatever you give your attention to. So love wisely.